In Minneapolis, I'm Todd Melby. Forget Francis Bacon or that damn blue chicken at the Walker. My favorite piece of art in town looks like a derelict apartment building. That's because it is. Its official name is Petticord Apts. That's Petticord, APTS. But most people call it Petticord Apartments, and it's at the Wiseman Art Museum. It has three main elements: a big sign that looks like a movie marquee, a small lobby with a mirror, ashtray, and chair, and then there's a dimly lit, narrow hallway with six doors. Behind each door lives, well, nobody lives there exactly, but audio recordings like this one make it seem like people do. On this day, I'm inside Petticord Apartments with Lindale King. She's the director at the Wiseman.
You can't just put your ear to the door. You have to put your whole body, move your whole body, so that the beam is broken, because it's not at the top where your head would be. So you really have to take part in this voyeuristic action in order to make it, to give you the experience.
Petticord Apartments was created in the early 1980s by artists Edward and Nancy Redden Keenholz. The artists created Petticord from the remnants of an actual flop house.
Kids tend to get spooked because it's kind of creepy looking, and there's permanent gunk on the mirrors, on some of the doors, and the carpet is yucky and it smells bad.
Petticord has been a fixture at the Wiseman since 1993. Museum staff is instructed to never clean it, except for that one time. We'll get to that in a minute. So, over the years, dust, muck, and dirt piled on. Then came the museum renovation of 2011. Petticord was tucked away. A window was repaired, carpeting replaced, and the apartment's ashtray emptied.
The ashtray is not quite as full as it used to be, and it's usually with scraps of paper or gum or something like that, whereas it used to be full of cigarette butts.
So anyone listening to this story who smokes should have a cigarette outside the Wiseman, come in and leave it in the ashtray?
But don't light it in the Wiseman, for heaven's sakes, because the guards will be all over you. At least I hope they will. Right. No smoking here.
Still, Petticord is plenty creepy.
Door jamb is covered with slime, and now we're walking across the threshold and we're met with a fireplace that's bricked up. And we're looking in a mirror above the fireplace, which is also covered with slime. As you can tell, slime is a persistent theme.
And you know, the slime...
And I notice it.
And people can touch the slime.
Well, yes, you could.
Go ahead. Touch the slime. I did. And during every visit, I lean into each apartment door and eavesdrop. Behind one door, people are watching TV. Behind another is a dog. My favorite is the bickering couple. Despite gently placing my microphone next to the keyhole, it's hard to decipher what's on the radio. Let's just say that he's tired of her taking classes and making, quote, crazy-ass pieces of art. The visceral experience of Petticord Apartments is sometimes too much for visitors. Again, Lindale King.
So we did have one occasion where a Girl Scout got so upset that she threw up in the ashtray that's in the lobby of the Petticord. I wasn't there, but I heard about this because we definitely couldn't leave that remnant there. We had to clean out the ashtray.
Man, I would have left it there. For KFAI, I'm Todd Melby.